episode, we are talking about the Grabovoi codes and frequency. Wait till you guys hear what I found out when I started to look into these Grabovoi codes, researching the creator of them and the absolute insanity that followed. I can't wait to fill you in. This is Heather Wood and Jamie Hayhurst, and this is the Intuitive Girls Guide. Hey, Jay, we have a fun topic to talk about today.
Okay.
Something that has been kind of trendy on TikTok is something called the Grabovoi codes or the Grabovoi numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people wrote in and asked us to do an episode on this because they thought this was cool. This is fun. I know you and I have like sent each other a few TikToks with them because they seem really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like so excited, like, let's dive into this. And so I did. And Jamie, what I found, like, I don't want, we're not using these codes. Nope. Oh my God. Bad stuff. I'm shooketh over it.
Oh, and we should tell people that what you discovered was so like shocking to you that you refused to talk to me about it. So that I could hear it on the episode and like hear it with the listener so that I'm sort of going in blind on this, which normally you and I consult before we, it would make sense to consult before we record.
Right. Yes. You're going very blind. And it's very difficult for me not to just tell you everything that occurs in my brain, never mind something that has me shooketh. So what I think is also super cool when we get into this that you guys will notice is how this whole thing touches the whole controversy around this touches upon so many of our past topics that it's like we were meant to do this episode right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't wait to hear.
Okay. Well, let's first start with what the Grabovoi codes are. Let's start there first.
Okay.
Okay. So Grabovoi codes are a series of numbers that correlate with a specific healing or manifesting something specific or some kind of transformation in your life.
Right.
So they kind of became big on TikTok. I don't know why. I did desperately try to find out. I have some theories that I will discuss later with you. But I would see all these cool things with people using like a series of numbers to heal like a physical ailment or to manifest abundance or money, like, or whatever. I know you saw some too. And they were people from all walks of life, not just like the woohoo people.
Yeah. I mean, the ones, I think it works from what the very little I know about it. I think it works for TikTok because TikTok they're just snippets of information. So if someone can say like, use this number, you know, X, Y, Z, and repeat that and call money into your life. But like, they don't, no one has to actually like back it up because it's literally like a 10-second video.
Exactly. Exactly right. Okay. So Grabovoi used something called, he's a person, he's still alive today. He sure is. Yep. I can't wait to tell you about him.
Oh God. Okay. I definitely thought that he was dead. I assumed he was dead.
So he would use a radionic machine to get these codes. So it's like an electromagnetic machine. It does like electromagnetic radio waves.
Uh-huh.
I watched so many videos on how these machines work and I still don't know.
Right. Right.
And I watched like very scientific quantum physics ones. And I watched like people who use them for healing in their current practices, more like woohoo ones. And it's very complicated and involves like a glass of water, a strand of hair. It sounds like very witchy, but it isn't. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
But it's weird. But they're basically getting a measurement in like hertz of like, you know, you see HZ, like hertz, of what different parts of your body, organs and things are resonating at.
Okay. So like frequencies.
Exactly. So Grabovoi was using that to create his codes.
Okay.
But that actual machine was invented by somebody named Albert Abrams.
Okay.
And he lived from 1864 to 1924. And he was like really a big pioneer in this field of like measuring frequencies with like organs and disease and stuff. So he was the inventor of it. Grabovoi is somebody who was using that machine to develop codes.
Okay. Got it.
So he made these number codes based on the frequency readings on these machines. And he had people use those codes almost like you would use an affirmation. So, and he brought it beyond just like organs. It was like, what do you want in your life? I'm going to find a code, a number combination for it. And you're going to use that frequency to call it into your life.
Okay.
Now, I found so many different accounts of people saying how they recommend you use the numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, saw some people had it like written on a piece of paper and they just kept it in their pocket. Some people would like say the numbers out loud, but the most common one I heard had like a bit of a format to it. And so it was like, I, Heather, so you'd say your own name there, am going to activate the code. And then if I was trying to activate abundance, I would say abundance.
Okay.
On April 22nd, 2021, like whatever the date was, right? So like that was sort of the format that it seems like was Grabovoi's. I think that was the way that he did it.
Okay.
Again, very hard to tell because there are so many different ways of using it. Yeah. So the idea of using frequency and vibration to heal or to manifest or any of that stuff is not new.
No.
Very old. We'll get into that later.
Yep.
I just want to make it clear that Grabovoi did not invent any of this stuff. And he was not a pioneer in any of these fields. He was using this stuff and then creating codes with it.
Okay.
So the things that you see on TikTok are the idea of using those codes as sort of an affirmation to manifest or to heal.
Gotcha.
Not even really what this guy was mostly famous for, which is interesting.
I mean, and I like what you're saying in theory. Like before we get to like the dirty stuff, I love like this in theory, like having a code that you can just sort of tap into and use it to affect the frequency of your body, your energetic body. I love that. And I think that that's why it's gaining popularity everywhere.
I love it too. There's something very sensible about it to me.
Right.
It's a great way to use free, like I love frequency and like looking into that kind of stuff. And I love affirmations and I love like codes and numbers. So all of it is very appealing, I think.
Right.
What's important to note here is that this is not anything that this man came up with.
Exactly.
So if you hear what I'm going to tell you about him and I'm saying like we're canceling the Grabovoi codes, I don't mean we're canceling frequency and numbers and just using maybe his name in connection with it.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So Grabovoi, whose name is Grigory Grabovoi, is a Russian psychic who was born in 1963 in Kazakhstan.
Okay.
Still alive. I think he's 58 or something. I did the math at one point.
Yep.
He's a famous psychic in Russia. So he would make like lots of TV appearances. He's clairvoyant. He's like known for being clairvoyant.
Okay. I'm already intrigued. Go on.
He's the author of, now a lot of what I am looking at is translated from Russian. So I'm not exactly sure about, they said he's the author of a book, but it's a 3-series book.
Okay.
So the book is called The Practice of Control, The Way of Salvation.
Okay.
You're already getting some vibes?
Yeah, now I'm already, yeah, no.
Okay. So picture Russia, think like 80s and 90s. I would say like more in the 90s when like TV psychics were a big thing. Grigory Grabovoi was famous for all things like psychic, clairvoyant, and going on TV shows. And the codes was like, they were part of what he would talk about, but I couldn't really find a lot of interviews with him explaining them. So I don't think that they were the main thing that he did.
Okay.
Why they're like suddenly in all of our like peripheral, I don't know. Again, I'll get to my theories on that. But it doesn't seem to me, and I could be wrong, but it doesn't seem to me like this is what this guy was really known for.
Okay. This is weird.
Maybe just a tool he used.
Right.
Again, I'm watching, I want you to picture me right now, watching YouTube videos in Russian that were him on TV. and they're not translated into English. Trying to figure out if he's talking about numbers or not. So he does mention numbers. Mm-hmm. The best assessment I can give is that maybe he was talking about how he uses the numbers in his own like psychic healing for people. That's the best I could come up with.
Okay.
Okay. So he's connected to something called the Drug Organization, which is D-R-U-G-G.
Okay.
And he's like a big part of it. And I'm having trouble figuring out exactly what it is. It could possibly be like a political party or something. I'm not really sure. But he was like big in that and like one of the head people of that in Russia.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for things to get real interesting?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of the things that Grabovoi likes to talk about are claims that with his numbers and with his psychic abilities, he can cure cancer and AIDS, teleport, diagnose mechanical issues on airplanes, and resurrect the dead.
What? That's a really broad spectrum of services you're willing to offer people.
I mean,
aeronautical mechanics to raising the dead.
Like literally the wildest list. Yeah.
All right. Well, I like to claim again that this is the Jamie intuition. If you're new here, this is something I'm really good at, is picking up when things are like really shady, like early on. And this is exactly what happened. Remember, Heather, I was like, we got to do these codes. And then I was like, oh, something's a little off with these codes. And then you were like, wait until you hear what is off.
You are fantastic at that. Your intuition knows when it needs to shield from things that are sketchy, and it picks that up really, really well. And you're so right.
I really wanted these to be awesome. And like, you've already over.
I've already ruined it for you. It's only going to get way worse from here. Tip of the iceberg, maybe. Okay.
Great.
Grigory Grabovoi claims to be the second coming of Christ.
Oh, him and everybody else.
Take a number.
Yeah, I mean, the list of all of you. We get it.
And everyone's the second coming. Like, I think someone should be so bold to be like the third or fourth.
Yeah, I'm the fifth one. I'm the fifth guy here.
That's a wide open place that someone can grab. Okay, so in 2008, a Moscow court found Grabovoi guilty on 11 counts of large-scale fraud.
Oh, shocking.
Okay. I'm going to tell you some of the things he did.
Okay.
First, one of the counts of fraud was about the pyramid scheme that he had, where he would teach you, you could become certified in his way of doing things, and you could reach different ranks and levels and then teach his work to others.
Okay.
Kind of culty.
Super culty. There are so many like resounding themes here that we keep like picking up. What is happening?
I know. Okay. All right. In 2003, a man paid him $1,700 to save his parents from death. It was not successful.
Oh, did he get his money back?
No.
It's terrible.
The same year, a woman paid him $5,000 to resurrect her two dead sons.
No, that's awful. No,
I can tell you that was unsuccessful.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah. And now I'm going to tell you the worst one.
Oh, it's worse than that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. In 2005 in Russia, there was something called the Beslan School hostage crisis. I don't remember hearing about this, which is kind of shocking. Maybe you've heard of it, Jamie. Maybe our listeners have. Maybe I was just under a rock. Maybe it just wasn't reported well here. I don't know.
No,
but people took over a school and there were 330 dead, mostly children, from this hostage crisis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So our boy Grabovoi shows up here and promises the grieving mothers that for a fee, he will resurrect their dead children and is accused of like brainwashing a lot of these mothers into paying him to do this.
No, that's dirty. That's disgusting.
if you weren't going to fully cancel him before I said that, I hope that we have now got, like, that's gross.
Oh, yeah. He's like an ambulance chaser. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. So he was sentenced to 11 years in prison, but he got out in 2010. So he only served 2 years.
Wow.
For all of them.
Well, he actually did time. Good.
Yeah, 2 years, but.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
There's all kinds of interesting controversy about whether or not he and Putin were friends.
Really?
Yes. Now, again, there are barely any articles that are written in English about this situation. So I'm going onto websites and I'm translating Russian and Croatian into English. And I'm also doing that in articles that I'm reading. So there's a lot that's very difficult to fully get.
Okay.
I'm calling out right now to all of our listeners who are like journalistic and who might know more, anyone who maybe has more knowledge of like Russia and like the media there and stuff. I would love to have some clarification on this because clearly we haven't dug this up over here yet.
Right, exactly.
But there are some accounts that say that Putin sent Grabovoi to deal with these Beslan mothers because the government supposedly really bungled this hostage crisis situation. Like they didn't do the right things. I don't know. Again,
right.
This would just be someone's opinion, but that's what it, I mean, 330 kids were dead. So obviously it wasn't handled great.
Right.
But there are some things that say he did. And I guess Grabovoi claims that Putin sent him to do that, to like smooth it over, calm people down.
Wow.
Putin denies this and is actually, it looks like in the articles I was reading that he was actually kind of instrumental in getting Grabovoi arrested. But then there are things like before all of this where like Putin is saying stuff about Grabovoi that like sounds like he thinks he's amazing. So it's really difficult for me to figure out, but I think there's some sort of controversy, conspiracy, something covered up going on when it comes to Grabovoi and Putin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that we're going to be surprised by anything we hear about what Putin is doing or who he's hanging out with or who he's like calling in to do stuff for him.
Yeah. Also, I just want to point out the timing in the world of like, I don't know if you can think back to 2005, but this is also a time when like Russia and like America, there's starting to be some weird stuff going on. I mean, this is pre the election stuff, but like,
yep.
I want to plant that seed that like all of this, these codes are now famous here. Something sketchy here for me.
Right. And if this podcast disappears, you'll know why.
If we disappear.
You'll know why.
I'll send a secret copy of this podcast to someone. Like if I disappear, make sure the world hears this. Yeah. A few other things that are problematic about these codes, and I know, Jamie, you and I discussed this, the numbers are all over the place. Like if you're trying to Google it or go onto different websites to find a code for like, say, abundance or for healing something or balancing your hormones or whatever, you'll find a bunch of different numbers. There's no consistency. There's not even consistency in how many numbers. Like some are 6, some are 8, some are 5. Like they're all over the place. So clearly there's some issue there.
Yeah, when I first saw these on TikTok, I only saw one and it was about money, like calling money in. And it was a bunch of different people doing TikToks on this one code and it was 6 numbers long. And that was all I saw on TikTok. And then when I went to look it up, the information that you find online, like you said, it's all over the place and nothing matches. Like I can't find one code in more than one place meaning the same thing. It's all like super sketchy. Because we had talked about me like maybe using one mm-hmm. before we recorded this so I could like use it and then report on like how I felt it worked. And we couldn't even like find one that felt legit enough to try.
Exactly. It was a big problem. It was a big problem while researching this too, because it's really difficult to find him talking about this stuff or a website that's like his original company or like the top of the pyramid scheme or whatever. It's the information I'm finding about this stuff is clearly from people in that sort of cult pyramid scheme that have learned from him, and then they're talking about it. But there isn't a lot of consistency with all of those people's messages and way of using this.
I mean, it still has his name on it. We still call it the Grabovoi codes. Like, it's got to, he's got to be attached to it somewhere.
Right. This is just like a gut instinct / speculation. I think that that's very intentional, that because he went to jail for fraud, he's trying to he doesn't want it to keep tracing back to him, but there's clearly some way that he's still making money on this stuff.
Right.
Gotcha. I did find something called GrabovoiFoundation.net, and it asks you for donations. And when you donate, you get like a different rank depending on how much you donated.
Oh, it is like a cult.
Yeah. So I don't, the website, you have to go to it. It's so sketchy. Oh my gosh. Like the video that plays when you first get there. I think I'm going to open it and play a little bit of it for you.
And we'll link it in the show notes so that you can see it.
Yes, exactly. All right, hold on.
Don't give them any money.
Don't donate.
Don't donate.
So when you get to the website, it says right at the top, the right time to awaken consciousness and achieve global salvation is now.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. The darkest hour of the night is precisely the one before dawn. So I just want to play you a little clip of the video that leads in so you can get the culty vibes that are happening.
Okay.
The world we live in seems to be falling apart faster and faster. We are facing a radical transformation in the way of thinking and living. An evolution that will be very positive only for those who are aware of the infinite resources of the human being. We have been given a complete method that allows every man and woman to create reality. A scientific system based on the teaching of Grigory Grabovoi, the greatest living scientist who has already helped millions of people around the world. Now you have a disposal of powerful and revolutionary opportunity to be on the right side of change. To have exceptional tools at hand for your salvation and world salvation. To awaken your consciousness and be able to pilot reality. Reality and consciousness are intertwined, and reality is generated by the collective consciousness. Let's unite for global salvation and to support the Grabovoi Foundation. Join us and many other people who are already building a future of harmony, salvation, and happiness from all over the world. Create a better reality for yourself and the people you love. Create with us, Grabovoi Foundation, your new life.
All right. That's the video that plays when you first go onto that website.
Oh my God, they used a kid? Was that a child's voice trying to make me fear the destruction of humanity? Jeez.
Doesn't it give you NXIVM vibes a little bit?
It feels like NXIVM mixed with Jehovah's Witnesses. Like the world is ending. Like you better get on board or it's over for you.
If you guys haven't listened to our episode on cults already, you need to go back and listen to it. But like this hits so many of those check marks that we talked about. And you can hear in the language that like fear-based, you know, push for salvation, you have to do this, you know. And when you explore the website, it does not say what the money does or where it goes. So,
or what you even get for it.
Right. I mean, you get some different ranks if you want to. I don't know what that does for you. You can call yourself. Let me look. I'll tell you exactly what.
This feels very, very creepy.
You can be a friend, a supporter, an activist, a member, a testimonial. I don't know how to say this word. MECENATE.
I have no idea.
It's clearly a different language. Ambassador. Ambassador is the highest one. So like even just with donations, you're getting ranked.
Yeah. It's all a little bit culty, a lot of it culty.
Yeah. I'm willing to venture a guess that in Russia, they consider him super culty, like Keith Raniere-esque.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. It's just hard to figure out here.
Right.
So this poses my question, Jay.
Okay.
How did these codes start showing up here? Why is this happening right now? I mean, our boy's out of jail. You can't trace much back to him, but suddenly there's this like trendy thing to like use his numbers and be into him. And then all of a sudden, what, like what's happening next? Are they going to like, is he going to like hit the scene in America? Like what's the reasoning behind this? What's going on?
I don't know. I mean, anything's possible. And that certainly, I mean, our country is just ripe with people who want to eat things like that up. But it's interesting because when I was seeing things like that on TikTok, it was sort of the spiritual healers, like the people who wanted to help you, you know, tap into your frequency and improve your life, like the sort of like the, you know, like the woo-woo ladies that wanted you to do better. But I also saw like kind of bros, like military bros doing this type of thing too. But of course it was framed in a different way. It was like brain hacks and like how to hack your brain for like optimal performance or to, you know, things like that. Like mm-hmm. I have these secret military codes, this type of thing. And I'll be honest with you, I went back and looked for those and they're all gone. Like I can't find them anymore on TikTok. They disappeared.
I'm telling you, there's something really sketchy going on with this.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And I don't think that every person who was like made a video about Grabavoy codes is bad.
No.
Do I think some of them are maybe in the cult? Maybe they don't know it. Yes. But it begs the thing that, again, we talk about. We talked about this in the Rachel Hollis episode. We've talked about it before. We talked about it with the Doreen Virtue stuff. If you're going to make a video and you're going to tell people to use something, you got to do a little bit of due diligence. Like you got to do a Google search. I mean, yes, it was hard for me to find information on him, but it was not hard for me to Google Grabavoy and find out that he went to jail for fraud.
Right. And the second that it comes out of your mouth, part of it's yours. Like you can say, you know, this guy, oh, I didn't know this guy, he's a cult leader. He's a, you know, he tricked all of us. But like, if you're posting videos on it and you're sharing this with other people, then you do have some responsibility and like ethically have responsibility in that once you're spreading it around.
I 100% agree. And I'm sure that if I looked back over every video I've ever made or a thing I've ever suggested, that I have made a mistake somewhere too. I don't mm-hmm. mean it in like a super judgy way, but I do mean it in like a way of like, we all have to do better with this because I think a lot of people were accidentally promoting a dangerous person.
Right. Exactly. And while they had very good intentions, I'll say that the people that I saw posting these videos, they were very well intended. They weren't asking for money. They weren't even asking for follows or likes most of the time. They were just sharing this information because they thought it would be probably really helpful, but also cool. I mean, it's a cool idea, right? But you just have to be sure that what you're sharing is legit.
Yeah, agreed. Not everyone is going to research things at the level that I do, and that's okay. You don't need to, but like a quick Google search to make sure that what you're saying is not completely off base, not just in the woohoo world, but like, I don't know, if you're going to make a TikTok about politics or feminism or something, and you're someone who doesn't know what you're talking about, that's harmful and you're spreading things that aren't okay. So I think just a rule in general, just get a little information to back yourself up. That's all.
Well, I mean, we saw that in the election, how many people were just sort of spitting and regurgitating these facts that they saw on fake news channels.
Yeah.
They weren't accurate. They're still not accurate to this day. But, you know, when people want to believe things, they dig their heels in. And that's where we have to be very careful that we're actually being honest.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And like everyone makes mistakes. This, I feel like people, when we talk about this stuff and some people kind of get like a little defensive, like, oh, like that you've made a mistake before. That's not the point. It's the point is going like, I have a responsibility here. So I'm just going to educate myself on this enough right. that I feel like I can do this. Like talking just about this, if you were going to make a video, let's say, and tell people to use the Grabovoi codes, Google it, the first two articles I read were people who thought Grabovoi was amazing, like talked about him being an amazing scientist and the stuff about using the radionic machine. And like, so if I had just stopped there, that would have been my only opinion. And that's sort of like getting news from one news channel. I kept going. I was looking for criticism on this. And I don't necessarily just believe criticism or just believe praise, but you got to get a bit of a full picture. And it didn't take me long to realize that this man had been jailed for fraud and did these things, especially with the Beslan school hostage crisis, that are unforgivable to me.
Right. Well, and I think that what we're learning about our community here with the Intuitive Girls Guide is like, we have some really amazing intuitive people in our community, our listeners, our followers on Instagram and TikTok. A lot of us know this. Like a lot of us, this is what we talk about when we talk about like real intuition, really using intuition, how you can practically use intuition every day. It's for stuff like this. Like the feedback that we've been getting from the Rachel Hollis episode of people being like, I knew it. I read a chapter of her book and I didn't like it. And the feedback that we've been receiving is like people's bells are going off with things like this. So I think for a lot of us, it's just taking it one step further and trusting that intuition and making sure that like we're getting information to back our intuition up with.
Excellent point. And also great to be like, trust your intuition. Right. So many people wrote to us and said like, I couldn't ever put my finger on why, but I never connected with Rachel Hollis. Something always off for me. And I thought there was just something wrong with me. Right. No, you're right on. You were picking up something, you know, and a bunch of people were like, I loved her. And then I read her book or her second book or this happened. And I started to be like, whoa, there's nothing wrong with that either. It's just like, it's just trusting your intuition and when the bell goes off, whenever that is, to go like, I'm just going to trust that. I don't need anything else. I don't need a quote unquote more woohoo person to tell me if that's right or not. Just trust it.
Right. And the bell can simply just be you losing interest. Like that's what happened with these Grabovoi codes with me is I was like, whoa, this is super cool. I sent one to you. I sent one to my daughter. I was like, oh, look at this. Like, what do you think about this? And then I was like, and then I saw it and I kept seeing it and I didn't have any interest in it. And for me, that's enough of a red flag that I know that if I'm not still interested and I'm not following that type of stuff, like if it's not still something I want to look into, that's a red flag. It doesn't have to be like, sometimes it's a screaming, like waving red flag. Sometimes with intuition, it's very subtle.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't feel completely connected. For me, I thought it was so cool and I wanted to look into it more, but I kept not.
Exactly.
And so I was like, oh, I wonder why I'm not like moving more towards that. And I think there was just some like hold back about it.
Right.
But again, everyone's shows up in a different form, but it's trusting that. And if you are going to make videos about stuff or promote stuff, do some due diligence before you do that, because people are going to, you know, listen to you. And I think most of the people who were probably supporting this would be horrified and will be horrified when they hear this about him. And oh my gosh, you know, so I don't think they're all bad people, but it's just that, like, just take that one extra step, baby.
Right. And that's something to look at with social media in general, technology in general, this sort of instant gratification, instant posting that we're so used to just throwing information out into the world that, you know, we have to be responsible about that.
Exactly right. It's not just about getting likes.
Correct. Because and something like the Grabovoi code will get you likes. That's where it's tempting.
Go search the hashtag on TikTok. Even if you don't have a TikTok, you can still just go on and you can search it and you'll see how trendy this is. And from go ahead.
It's 3.5 million of that hashtag.
That's right. I forgot to bring that up. Yeah, that's really popular. And TikTok's like the cooler place to be now. So like it starts there and then it comes over everywhere else. You know what I mean? So it's coming. Like people are getting like turned onto this. So I feel like it's important that this gets out there now. Like
right.
We're not doing this.
Right. Exactly.
can we use frequency and healing and affirmations, and can we connect numbers to stuff? Yes. But do we need to stop calling them the Grabovoi codes and like promoting that? Also, yes.
Yes. 100 times. Yes.
He doesn't get to take off here. I'm going to shout loudly about it. We don't need another toxic male coming in and trying to be gross in our spiritual world.
Right. And that, like you said, that frequency work are things that people have been doing forever. So we can still tap into that. We can still harness this stuff. We just don't need to give this guy credit for it.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about that. We'll be right back after this short break.
All right, Heather, it's season 4. We're here for another season, and we still have our favorite sponsor, Restoration Coffee.
What coffee are you drinking these days, Jay?
It goes back and forth between a Rachel and a Paige.
I'm still drinking my Americanos. So if you want a fantastic cup of coffee to go with listening to the IGG or any other podcast that you might listen to, check out Restoration Coffee. You can go to their website. It's restoration-coffee.com. Check it out and tell them that the Intuitive Girl sent you.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Let's talk a little bit about frequency and like sound healing, which is what Grabovoi was using.
Okay.
So I can trace back measuring frequency and using sound healing to ancient Egypt. Big shock, right?
Exactly. Egypt had all that stuff.
Egypt's freaking amazing. So yeah. It's called, I don't know if it was called this then or if this is the name of the ancient sound healing stuff, but it's called Hermetic sound science.
Yep.
So you can, there are like hieroglyphs and things that people have found where the Egyptians are passing on knowledge of different sounds and different frequencies being healing.
Right.
Not new information to any of them.
No.
And then again, like so many of the topics we cover, we say this almost every episode, it was everywhere. Like every culture, you know, in like when pagan culture was big across the board, wherever it was, people were using sound, people were using frequency. They weren't calling it that, but they were sensing it. There are so many references to like the frequency of the earth, and it would be more called the vibration. But trees, plants, people, like that was something that has always been knowledge that we've had that again was kind of wiped out. So right. Not new.
No.
Numbers on the idea of like frequency healing principles, also not new. How to measure it, the hertz of different things. There's all kinds of different information about that. But let me just like a few practices that are pretty well known are like sound therapy, color therapy, magnet therapy, frequency music, which you and I are a big fan of, mm-hmm. acupuncture, homeopathy, all use those kinds of principles in them.
Right. It's like sound clearing, like you can clear a room with sound, like a sound bowl. It's everywhere.
Singing bowls, like all things like that are using that principle. So if you're super bummed out by the fact that Grabovoi sucks, just use it. You take this principle already and use a different modality with it.
And there's so many other ways to do that. Like, even if you're sitting there and you're like, but I don't know the frequency, I don't know the hertz of it. And like, I don't have that machine. Like, you can charge words and numbers with energy. So if you're looking for that, like, you can actually do that on your own.
Absolutely. And it's not difficult. And you'll be actually kind of surprised at how instinctual it already is to you.
Right.
Something like frequency music is so easy to use and, in my opinion, so helpful.
Agreed.
You could just go on YouTube. There's all kinds of free frequency music. I think I have an app for it as well. There's so many ways you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, like, say you have a headache. You can just search for the frequency for a, frequency music for a headache. And the frequency will, like, it'll come up, like, you don't even have to know it. And then you can just put that on in the background of what you're doing. And I'm telling you, 20 minutes later, your headache's gone.
Right. Well, it's like what we talked about in the Reiki episode, that you're just using the frequency of that music, or you're using the frequency of Reiki, or the frequency of essential oils, whatever tool you're using, the frequency of a singing bowl, anything like that. And what you're doing is you're having that frequency force the frequency of your cells up to meet that. It's entraining your body to vibrate at that frequency, which is healthier. So it makes the headache go away.
Exactly right. There's a really cool experiment. It's been done so many times, and you guys can look this up too if you want to, like, actually watch it. But it's with exactly what you're describing, and they use tuning forks for this. Yeah. So in most of the experiments, there are two tuning forks. They're not touching each other. They're usually about, like, a foot apart. It can be more. I've seen it done with more, but that's just, like, the, I think that may be a good distance for, like, filming.
Mm-hmm.
And they set them both to the same frequency. So the one that I watched, the frequency was 440 hertz. Yeah. So the person then hits one of those forks. The other one starts playing. Nobody has touched it. It's already tuned to it, so it just goes to it. Mm-hmm. And then the person stops the first one, right? Like, physically puts their hands on it to stop the noise, and the second one is still playing.
Exactly.
So the whole idea of that is, like, let's say you are trying to, like, balance your hormones or something. If you're trying to do that and you find a frequency of, like, healthy hormones or just a healthy healing frequency, and you're playing that frequency, the idea is that your body and the body parts involved in that would elevate to that frequency. And if they're not operating, like, optimally, that they're dropped below that frequency. So, like, you can prove it in science. Does the medical community, like, super support the use of tuning forks to heal you? No.
No.
Is it there? It's not a far leap, is what I mean to say.
Right. You're just matching frequencies.
Yes. Same as, like, if you've ever seen those things where, like, somebody sings a really high note and breaks a glass.
Right.
That's the same thing. What actually happens, I didn't know this before, but somebody hits the glass so that it starts, like, vibrating.
Right.
And then somebody else sings, like, really high note, and the glass starts vibrating up at that note and shatters because it can't withstand that.
Yeah, it can't function at that vibration.
Right. So even if you're, like, tuning forks are crazy, you've probably seen that done. I think I've seen Mariah Carey do it before. I don't know.
Yes, I bet you have. Exactly. But that's how the Grabovoi numbers work, because you're tapping in. When you think about that number, when you repeat that number, whatever the code is, like, those numbers all have frequencies. Colors have frequencies.
Yeah.
Sounds have frequencies.
And that's what's so cool about, like, color and sound therapy, is that, like, the color and the sound, like, have the same frequency, the same vibration, like, different colors. It's so trippy and cool, and I love it. But yeah, frequency is not a new thing to play with. Vibration is not a new thing to play with. And even scientists believe that our body and body parts have frequencies. Where it falls apart is, like, can you alter them, and can that, like, medically help you? There's not, like, a lot of proof done. There's also not a lot of studies on that. So take that for what you will. Do I think you should, like, not go to a doctor and just play frequency music? No.
No,
Do I think you could make that part of your healing? Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I do think it's important to note that, like you and I talk about, Heather, in other episodes, is that we always say, if you're working with a healer, if they're doing all the work and just asking for money, then they're not a great healer. Like, you have to do some of the work. So the example I would give would be, if you have a headache, like you said, and you use frequency music to heal it in the moment, perfect, perfect application of that. If you get headaches all the time, you then need to actually do the work of looking into why you're getting headaches all the time, right? So it's like, I think Grabovoid codes, or whatever we're going to call them after we're done with him. Like, we need to look, like, I think that that's why they're popular, is because it feels like an instant fix. Yeah. And people love, Americans especially, love an instant fix. Oh, let me just write this 6-digit code on the back of my hand and I'll be a billionaire tomorrow morning. Right? Like, it sounds wonderful. It sounds so easy. But what we really have to do is look beyond that. Should we use these codes and frequencies to help support us in whatever we're looking to do? Yes. But the only way out is through. You got to do the work.
So well said, friend. These things should be used to help you do the work. They should be helpers. They should be tools. They shouldn't be the only tool. There should be tools in you going, like, for the headache example, if you're getting headaches every week or every day, absolutely do what you need to do to relieve that headache, but also question and be like, why am I getting headaches? What's my body trying to tell me? What's the root cause of this so that I can not constantly have a headache? Like, you have to be doing that. And the same goes for, like, your own spiritual work and your own manifesting work. Like, you have to look at those things too. Absolutely. Should you use these tools to, like, help you get there? Yes. Are they the secret way to get there? No, there is no magic shortcut for that.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I know it sucks to hear that, but it's true.
You want to know what else is true that a lot of people don't like when I say, but whatever, when has that ever stopped me? Your body is so smart and your energy field is so smart that if you assigned the number 5 to abundance, every time you said the number 5 and you said, like, 5 is the frequency of abundance for me, I want to operate at 5 at the frequency of abundance, your being would do that.
And you don't need Grabovoid to help you with that.
You don't need the actual specific code. You could do anything. My number could be 5, yours could be 10, someone else's could be 1 million. It does not matter. If you assign it and energetically can match it, and, like, that is going to work. You can use a color, you can use a word, you can use a number. That doesn't really matter as much.
And that is so much more powerful of an experience when you're doing it, you're connecting, you're controlling it. You're not, like, it's not some Russian guy who's running a cult doing it. Like, the energy of that is shitty. Like, you don't want to tap into that. That's why we want to know what we're tapping into. That's why we want to know what we're using when we're working with stuff like this that we hear from people on the internet. Like, it's more powerful if you yourself find the number, the color, the word, the mantra, whatever it is, and you choose that. Then the power is all yours. It's not from some weirdo that you don't know.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I love that. I have a prep. I have something to propose instead of calling them Grabovoid numbers and codes.
The Heather codes.
No, I'm not that, like, interesting. But thank you. Yes. The Heather and Jamie codes, as if we invented them. No, the Tesla codes, because Nikola Tesla was this amazing inventor, crazy person who I really enjoy, like, quirky, strange, all kinds of cool things. Maybe we should do an episode on him sometime.
Yeah,
on Deep Dive. He did a lot of work with frequency and numbers. And there's even stories, I don't know the validity of them. Again, if you guys want us to do an episode on him and me to dig into this, let me know. We'll do it. But where, like, there's stuff that, like, he actually time traveled with frequency codes. There's all kinds of stuff. So I think Grabovoid may have borrowed that idea from Nikola Tesla anyways. And Tesla in history has been pretty, I mean, he's coming back now because there's a car company in his name, but he really had a sad ending, and, like, his discoveries were kind of covered up and discredited, and other people, you know, took credit for them. So I think our boy could use a little boost. What do you think?
Yeah, he got screwed over pretty badly. I think that he could use this. We could give this one to him.
Well, I'm proposing we change. If we're going to use this idea, again, Grabovoi didn't come up with it. So right. I'm saying, like, let's just change it to saying, like, the Tesla codes or the Tesla numbers. That's my...
I like it. I love it.
Or the Nikolai, if you feel like Tesla's too trendy with a car company. Either way.
Oh, I actually like that better.
The Nikolai codes?
Yes.
You like the sound of that? Okay.
Look, because then you're not, like, thinking it's, like, the car company is selling it to you. That's what I would think. I'd be like, what a...
Yeah.
What are you trying to tell me?
What is Elon Musk trying to give me now?
Exactly. Not today, Elon. Not today.
The last thing I wanted to mention is the Selvreggio frequencies, which are super well known, also super cool in their own right. But like you can look into them, also very ancient. So yeah. This is actually based on the work of someone named Guido D'Arezzo.
Okay.
I'm saying that right. It was very difficult to find pronunciation of his name. But he was a Benedictine monk in the 11th century.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how old these are. So what they are, I'll give you more information on them, but I just want to, I think you already know this, Jay, but see if it sounds familiar. Ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la.
Ti, do.
Yeah. A lot of, this was actually changed later and then changed back and then changed again. Really interesting to do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, and then do again.
Right.
But the original was ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la.
Ah, so cool.
So ut, which is ut, is 396 hertz. That's the frequency.
Yep.
It's used to liberate fear and guilt.
Love it.
Re, which is re, is 417 hertz, and that is for undoing a situation or facilitating change.
Okay.
Mi is 528 hertz, and this is for transformation and miracles and DNA repair. Mm-hmm. So if you go on and Google or go on YouTube and search for frequency music, I would say like the majority is at 528. Like this is a very popular, it's like people say it's the miracle code or whatever.
Right.
Fa is F-A and it's 639 hertz. And that is for connection and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Sol, which is S-O-L, is 741 hertz and it's for awakening your intuition. And La is 852 hertz and it's for returning to a spiritual order. And although all of those things sound very trendy, that was decided back in the 11th century. So.
Right. And also, again, can you listen to that music at those specific frequencies to help heal things in you? Yes. Is it more productive and efficient if you're like playing it while you're actually doing other work on yourself? Right. Like. Journaling, healing, speaking with like a therapist or a coach or a healer, or you know what I mean? Like, again, you can't just sit alone and play that music and have your life like poof into perfection. Mm-hmm. But all that stuff helps support all the work that you're doing.
Absolutely right. 100%. Like, you can't just play 528 hertz and like, miracles start happening and you know, reverse age because your DNA is repairing so fast. Like that would be awesome, but that doesn't happen.
Right.
So yeah. So use them in addition, use them as like a helper, but by themselves, I'm not sure that they're going to do that much for you.
But you're going to listen to them and you'll like, you can feel them. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, it, again, everyone's different. Everyone's intuition is different. Everyone's body is different. The way I perceive things is a much more like subtle experience. But when someone like, again, we should be sponsored by TikTok at this rate. But like, if you're on TikTok, you'll see like a quick 10-second, 20-second video and someone will be like, I'm playing this, and they'll play a frequency song and they'll say like, you know, they'll write on the screen, notice where you feel it. And like, you can feel it in a certain part of your body. Like sometimes it's your solar plexus, like right in your gut. Sometimes it's your heart. And you know, it's not like getting kicked there, you know, but you can feel the sensation there. You can actually feel what these frequencies and this music does in your body if you just sit with it for a second.
Absolutely. I mean, some of my most trippy experiences that I've ever had have been either during a drum circle. Mm-hmm. That frequency is so powerful. Or like the singing bowls, the crystal bowls.
Yep.
So powerful. But I was also meditating. Like I wasn't just, I don't know, I wasn't just like walking around and like that was happening. So like it's such an increaser of those things and it can so be used for that. Like, and I always like notice when the frequency music's on or something, a certain memory comes up or feeling and I'm like, ooh, what's
right.
So using it to bring stuff up and address.
Yep.
Like so cool. I use it all the time. I know you use it a lot too. Use it as a tool. Stop calling it the Grabovoi codes. He's
canceled. No more. No more of that.
What are we saying? The Nikolai codes?
Nikolai codes.
We're starting that. Hashtag the Nikolai codes instead.
I love it.
Somebody find out more about Grabovoi. The most recent thing I could find that he did was like a webinar, but again, it was produced by like a student. It doesn't go back to any other site. And it was in Russian, so I had no idea what our boy was saying.
Oh, it's weird. It all feels very sketchy and shady.
Something's going on. Somebody uncover it. I would like to know. I would like to know Putin's connection. I'd like to know why there were so many TikToks of our military men doing these codes.
Doing it. I would too.
Know how it got here. Like,
and why they disappeared.
Yeah. And what are you trying to pull, Grabovoi? Like, what's the next thing? Because the codes are here. So something's about to go down. And
right.
You underestimated how many intuitive people were here and we're calling you on it.
I know. We called you out on it.
Yeah. We are available for 2020 interviews or whatever. Once this story breaks, just give us a call. No problem.
Yeah. We'll sit with Oprah. It'll be fine. I also want people to try to charge their own numbers or words and let us know like how it goes. I want to hear about it.
Absolutely. Tell us how you use frequency, how you use vibration, all that in healing if you've ever done it. Like I said, there are so many different methods and healing things that use it. So give us all that good info.
Yeah. And can I ask everyone listening to do us a favor? Can you please go wherever you're listening to this, whatever platform you listen to the IGG on, can you go on for us, please? And like whatever it's asking you to do, like, follow, download, rate, write a review. We would love for you to do that for us.
We would so deeply appreciate it. Trying to get our podcast out to more people. And it's very exciting for us right now because it is and it's growing. And we want it to continue to do that because it is our most favorite thing in the world to do.
Yeah, we just hit, last week we hit 10,000 listens. We're at almost 12,000 listens now. So thank you to everyone that's listened. Thank you to everyone that's shared it to their people. But we can feel it like picking up steam. So the more that you rate it like on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, the more that you write reviews, the more it helps us get out there and be seen by more people.
Absolutely. And we're going to go through a Nikolai code on it, right?
We're putting the Nikolai code on the IGG for success.
Yes. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Jay. So Grabovoi's canceled.
Nope.
Anybody else you need me to cancel, just give me a call and we're on it.
Yeah, we are there.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye, thank you.
Hey everyone, Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.